All right, we'll get back to business momentarily. Now, music of a different variety. Let's talk a little bit of football. David, what do you got?
I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea what's happening.
I'll tell you, Rico and David secretly communicating. This is exciting. What do you got?
No. This is all on David.
After what David said in the first hour, I'm just very fearful.
David, go ahead.
Now, I don't even want to talk anymore. You all both don't have no clue what I'm going to do here. This was what I'm going to do. Mike, I asked you this question yesterday regarding Russell Wilson. So every day, because there's a lot of questions with quarterbacks, well, they'll be next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you another one. Rico, you can comment on this as well. Let's talk about Sam Darnold today. What do you do with him? The difference between him and Russell Wilson, of course, is age. He's 27 right now. Will be 28 before next season. What do you do with Sam Darnold?
I'm not paying him. Because here's what I'm going to do. I'd ask Rico the same question I asked you yesterday. We did this Russell Wilson thing. Do you believe you can win a Super Bowl with Sam Darnold? No, not paying him. That's my line of delineation when it comes to a four-year, $200 million deal. You're not winning a Super Bowl with him. And you drafted J.J. McCizzle. We got to get meditating. Mm-mm. I'm not paying him. Where is he going to go? I don't care. Not my team.
I would pay him because I'm looking at the results that this team has, and they are out there playing for him. They're actually getting better. I don't think every game is going to be him throwing five touchdowns, but...
A little stat here, Mike, because you keep telling me this, and I keep looking it up. Yes, the Giants are 16.5-point underdogs in their game this week.
So you're saying...
They were 17.
There is a chance.
Right. They were 17.5-point underdogs last year in a game against the Giants. So things have gotten just 1 point better for them this year. But I looked it up. In the last 10 to 12 years, what do you think is the largest spread?
For the Giants?
Not the Giants, just in the NFL.
Okay, the largest one that I think we've tracked.
We'll see if you remember this.
The tank for two a year. Weren't the Patriots 21.5-point favorites over the Dolphins?
They were, but there's one larger than that in 2013. It was the Jags. They played the Denver Broncos. That was the Peyton Manning Denver Broncos, and they were 26.5 dogs against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, was that Manning's 50 touchdown season? Oh,
okay. Yes.
All right.
That was wild when I looked that up. Could not believe that.
Things are going great in East Rutherford.
Yes, they are. Speaking of, we are so close to putting this title on Bill Belichick as the next head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. They are set to possibly do their board meeting or whatever they have to do to approve the contract. So it is getting close there in North Carolina.
Here's my thing. With the new wave of Rico Beard college football, it is kind of like the pros in that you do turn your roster over and you do shop. Could it work for Belichick? Well, we already know he likes hanging out with 21-year-olds, so that's a positive. But there's also, if they're going to spend, I don't know, why couldn't it? I mean, I think the whole thing is bananas, but it could work.
I had this conversation earlier today with a friend. Here's going to be the problem. Belichick's going to realize, yes, you can spend like the pros. You can have free agents like the pros. But believe it or not, these kids are going to say, Coach, I couldn't make the meeting. Why? I had class.
But yeah, look, I said, being in your 70s in college football now is not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why Belichick is doing this. I think he's partially losing his mind.
Mm-mm.
But whatever.
Really?
Well, think
it's a very simple answer.
What?
Mike, it's ego. Because if I do this, I do something that only a handful of people have done.
Have a 50-year age gap between you and who you're sleeping with?
A lot of people do that. I'm talking about Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. Like, you won in college and you won in the pros. Saban couldn't do that. A lot of people can't say, I've done it. He can. Walsh tried it. Failed miserably.
Well, here's how I look at it. What dominant program do you have in the ACC?
Clemson.
Again, what dominant program do you have in the ACC? He will be 81.
Go golfing. Al Michaels hates being at work more than we do. I mean, legitimately, the guy shows up and he's just like, Herbie, take it away. It's just, why is he there? You have more money than God.
He's getting $15 million more dollars. That's why he's going to be there for another year. And yet, for another year, the NFL is going to Europe, and they're adding Berlin to it. They will be going to Berlin in 2025. Now, there's no yet announcement on if they're just adding this one along with all the others they have or if they're eliminating one. But why? Why? Keep doing this. Brazil.
You know why.
Germany.
Money.
Berlin.
Money. It's money, and it says that we're an international game. Look, people love us all around the world, and you see the commercial where they're singing the John Denver song, and it's like, okay, but no one cares. I've said it before. It's the same reason why they keep trying to give us the soccer games here, and most people don't care. But you do have the hardcore fans who will show up and say, see, it is an internet. Like, so what? And you got a few people over in Germany or England or wherever. They'll go to the games, but it's a money grab because the players don't want to go. They don't want to play in this game because, you know, now I got to fly and you have less time to prepare for the team because you're on flights. You probably got to go over there and shake hands and kiss babies. It's a bad idea that's never going to go away. Because I do think that long-term, they want a couple teams overseas.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Look, it's all greed all the time. That's it. That's the answer to everything. That's all this is. It's another chance to have a game on at 9 a.m. and charge NFL Network or Amazon or whoever, I don't know, the CW, charge them $100 million to show the game.
So what's worse, Sunday morning 9 a.m. or Friday at 8 p.m.?
I'd say the Sunday morning. Because I don't want to lie to you. I want to be honest. Mm-hmm. I find the Sunday morning thing so invasive. I mean, don't even get me started on it.
I've yet to run across a Sunday morning game that I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to watch most of the time.
Hey,
you turn
look
it on.
What's happening tomorrow?
And you're like,
one of the biggest games of the year in the NFC West, and it's on a Thursday night. On a 72-hour turnaround in the month of December. That's not right to the players, and it's not right to the product, and that therefore it makes it not right to the customers, the fans.
You could have been playing that game right now and just hand it to the Rams.
Yeah, after the Rams just battled hard against the Bills, turn around 4 days later. So let's do this.
It's the Niners, David. They'll be okay.
Okay, all right.
We're going for draft.
Let's close it out with this. So our belief on this show, everyone has said this, that the Kansas City Chiefs are not winning or making the Super Bowl. So right now in the AFC, give me your top three contenders to take over and beat them in the AFC.
Well, David, first of all, I want to go back and amend that because I do think that the Kansas City Chiefs will make the Super Bowl because they are just not losing. They have the real voodoo. Like, no matter what, they find a way. But if I had to pick a team in the AFC, I guess you're looking at Buffalo. That's the first team. Like, okay, they can handle that. The Ravens, I guess you have to say the Ravens. Other than that, I don't know if there's a third team that I'm willing to say, okay, this team is good enough that they can knock off the Chiefs.
Chiefs blow. There's my take. I'm so tired of their lucky asses. They suck. But they can barely get to 20 every
game.
Who's
overtaking them?
But at some
Bills.
Point...
Bills, it's Josh Allen time.
But see, I
Lions,
think,
Bills, Super Bowl, the world ends.
Come on. No, I just think that the Bills, it's almost like that Ohio State going against Michigan.
Yeah.
You should beat them. But in the end, Mahomes will celebrate and point and laugh at you and plant the flag right there in the middle of the Bill.
Yeah, the disrespect. Mm, no
did you
Pittsburgh.
Expect us to say Pittsburgh?
I did.
Really?
Why? I did. They got Highsmith back, and their defense has been on fire when he's playing. They only lost those three games.
Who's your quarterback?
David, you know what?
He's been playing really good.
Who's your quarterback?
He's been playing
yesterday,
really good.
Yesterday you just told me you can't win a Super Bowl with him.
I said overtake Kansas City to make the Super Bowl.
David, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make fun of a team that I like, but...
The Chargers?
No. You know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are? They're MSU basketball. They make the tournament.
Woefully unathletic?
But they just don't win. Oh, no, they're very athletic.
No, I know. I'm busting your
butt. No. But they make the tournament every year.
They just don't do anything.
And they don't do anything. And that's the Steelers. You make the
playoffs. So who's the Jackson Kohler of the Steelers?
Oh, that's, you know, that's Russell Wilson.
Is Kohler a weird kid?
No, he's not
weird. We should probably stop this. All right.
That is in football today.
All right, 97.1. So I want to read something, okay? And this comes by the way of James Anthony Costa. And I just, I want to, the question is this. Why is this acceptable to you? That's all this is. And if you believe it's acceptable, all you need to do, unlike others, Walker Buehler. Who brought up Walker Buehler before anybody else?
Me. Idiot.
But they're only interested in one-year deals. Tigers covet Alex Bregman, but he might be a little expensive for them. So,
You're missing one, Mike. Tigers trying to keep Scooble here.
And non-competitive offer.
But that was the offer.
Why do I, now, guys, I want to remind you of something. Chris Ilitch is one of the seven wealthiest owners in the game per the last release I saw from Forbes magazine. He has more money than Hal Steinbrenner. Let me repeat that to you. More money than Hal Steinbrenner. Now, he doesn't have Hal's TV deal. Respect. I'm also not asking Chris Ilitch or the Tigers to spend $300 million on a payroll, or $250 or $200. Alex Bregman is seeking roughly $200 million over a six-year term. Sound about right to you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do we have to accept that last line in there? Bregman might be priced for Detroit. Really? You just dropped $17 million on Alex Cobb. I want to understand, and there won't be any yelling, but I don't find that acceptable. This is a great sports city. This is not a small market. Mm-hmm. This team doesn't have payroll problems, mm-hmm. right? Like, Rico, if we were sitting here today and the Tigers had $182 million payroll, I would understand not wanting to go from 182 to 210. I would get it. I would have to tell you, guys, you're getting in the danger zone. Mm-hmm. But see, here's my problem. And this is not a Chris Ilitch thing.
You're not even at 100.
Right. No, this is not a Chris Ilitch thing. This is a baseball thing. Two-thirds of these owners, they're just not reinvesting in their product. Mm-mm. They're making money, and they're not reinvesting in it. Mm-hmm. See, I want to share something. May I with you? I want to show it. It's the holiday season. Let me share with you. Steve Cohen, heard of him?
Yes.
Now, I understand Steve Cohen.
Very busy.
He just spent $765 million. Now, I don't care how wealthy you are. If you have a payroll like the Mets and you spend the way Cohen is spending and you don't win and people don't show up, you're not going to make a lot of money. You know what Steve Cohen said? When owning a team is a civic responsibility. He goes, none of us want to lose money long term and spend a ton and not win. He goes, I bought this team because I want to deliver a World Series to the people of New York. I want to make money, but I want to win. Mm-hmm. I can't accept sitting here after this team had one of the most magical 45-day runs ever, made the playoffs, and I don't get to, I have to read something like that and give that to our listeners. That the Tigers like, now mind you, Bregman plays third. You need a third baseman. Bregman played for Hinch. Bregman's a leader. Bregman checks all the boxes. Mm-hmm. But he might be a little pricey for Detroit.
At least to the question, what are you saving for? Like, are you trying to buy a house? Like, I don't understand. Like, why won't you spend money? What is the problem? Because your payroll is one of the lowest payrolls. You're nowhere near 200.
Right. Now, again, here's the key, because I know these calls are coming from the bots. If you don't like Bregman, I'm not mad at you. I'm not telling you Bregman's the perfect candidate. Do you know who likes the Tigers? Or excuse me, who likes Bregman? The Tigers. You don't get to call in and bitch at me. I'm not pitching this. Right. The Tigers are interested in Alex Bregman. Ultimately, money, blah, 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 blah.
But it's, hey, Alex, baby, can you cut us a deal? We're a little short on cash.
It's not how baseball works.
I understand. It's like every deal is like, hey, can we haggle over this? Because we're a little short.
They love Walker Buehler, but they only want to do a one-year deal. They like Alex Bregman, but he might be pricey for him. Why is there always a financial caveat with this team? And I know the reason for me, but why is that okay? So let's just check the notes here. I'm not screaming they must do this. Report is they want him. So why is money the issue? You don't have a payroll. Like, think about the here. Here's like what we've got so far. Got to re-sign Scooble, non-competitive offer. Want Walker Buehler, you get Alex Cobb. Want Alex Bregman, might be too pricey. All three of those are financial caveats.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So I want you guys to explain that. 248-539-9797. And again, I'm not going to yell at you. And I don't care. If you tell me, Mike, I don't love Bregman, not mad at you. The Tigers do. So you can yell at your team. And if you made a mistake with Baez, yes, you did. But everyone on planet Earth knew that was a bad deal before you signed it. I did. That's Alavila's fault. He ain't here. I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, they made one mistake, so I'll never do something again. Now, if it comes out that Bregman wants an 8-year commitment, I'm out. 7 years, I'm out. 5 all in, 6 questionable, 4 no-brainer. The point I'm making is, why do we have to accept this? They have the money. And again, in a year, they want you to take money out of your pocket and go sit in their new fancy seats. It just doesn't jive.
No, that's the thing. They have no problem asking you to spend your money at all. But for them, well, can we get you on the layaway,
please? And look, do I think trades could be a better path if money's the issue? Of course I do. Do I think the Tigers will make a trade before the season starts to acquire a bat? Yes. But
will they, though? Because they value their kids so much. Like, are you going to actually be willing to part with some? You got to give up something.
I can't speak to that. I think they're motivated to make a trade. Look, but Jake Berger's off the board. Remember the name that they were associated with? He's gone. I want to get to the people on it. And just tell me, like, are you okay continually reading things like that? And I'm not turning this into whether you like Bregman or not.
Right.
Because it's the Tigers who do. It's what I think is immaterial.
Right. Every deal always starts off with, but person wanted too much money or Tigers offered too little money.
248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts before we get to the people.
I'm done with the Tigers.
No, you're not. Stop. They made the playoffs last year. You're not done. You're emotional. You're not done. Now continue the rest.
He says no need to purchase the streaming service to watch this. This is a 1 in a million season, and now we're back to losing ways next year. If Ilitch spent any money, we'd throw a parade down Woodward for him. How can he not see the ire that he is that he draws in this town?
Does he? This town doesn't really pressure owners. Hell, I read an article earlier today. I mean, Birchie was live. You would have thought Alex Cobb was Dizzy Dean. Go ahead.
Tigers won't pay for term just like the Wings won't. Short-term contracts on mid players and in-house options are not acceptable.
So what's the common denominator?
Did Pete Alonso sign with anybody? We could definitely use a first baseman, and I really like that guy. This is James Anthony B. in Davison.
I don't know what to make of the polar bear.
Me neither.
I don't know what to make of him. And again, Boris was asked about it, and he went into a proverb, and he got very weird about it. I don't know what the Alonso market is. Plus, they're busy pimping Torque, telling you, you know, I don't know if they'll. The guy I wanted was Christian Walker, if you were looking for a first baseman. But again, let's stick to this. Why do we always have to have that line at the end of anything the Tigers are reported to be in on? And by the way, if you're also, if you're going to call up and be annoying and go, well, they're going to try for Sasaki, that's an international signing. Every team has an international pool. You will sign him to the same deal as every other team. It will be 3 years. He will hit free agency. That is not the same. Hang up the phone. I'm sorry. I don't want to do cleanup on aisle.
Nope, I got you.
Please. 248-539-9797. Your calls are coming up next. All right, straight to the people. Works for me. Let's go to Tim. He's up next, 97.1. Tim, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing there, Mike?
Good, Tim. What's up?
Hey, so I just kind of want to be the voice of reason a little bit here for these, Tiger fans. Because I'm not on the same page as you here with this Bregman deal. And because it's kind of like you alluded to a little bit there with Javi, but I think that the Bregman deal could be the same sort of kind of travesty in about 2 or 3 years. So I kind of like what Scott Harris is doing. So he's kind of building. I mean, Bregman's not going to – we're not going to win with Bregman. I mean, what are we going to win, a couple more games? You know, so it's like, let's see what we got.
So why do they want him then?
Money.
So why – yeah, what part of this is – it's not Mike Valeni is interested. It is the Tigers are.
Okay, so you're hearing that. I never heard Scott Harris say it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he's signing Bregman for 6 or 7, whatever Bregman wants. I don't think he's going to do that. Now, what I would rather see him do is trade some of these young guys and go get – I know it's crazy. Go get a Vlad Guerrero.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy, Tim. And if you're giving me a choice between the two players, absolutely. The difference will be
– I mean,
it will cost you everything.
I would give up our farm. I would give up Riley Green. I would give up
what?
Max Clark, and I would give up both of them for Vlad Guerrero.
Okay, all right. You just started the call saying you're the voice of reason, and now you want to trade your best player and then the number one overall prospect in baseball, and have to hand Vladdy the better part of $500 million.
You're telling me Max Clark is a number one prospect? He's not.
He's a
19-year-old kid. He may not even play in the big leagues.
Yeah, well, he's the number one. Tim, he's the number one prospect in baseball. I don't make it up. I'm just telling you what it is.
That said, he is not the number one. But anyway.
Okay.
But to the Bregman point, though, I understand what he's doing, what Harris is doing. We're trying to build something here. And why spend $25 million this year when it's not going to help you? Let's see what we have.
It's not going to help you.
$25 to $35 million next year.
Tim, how can you say it's not going to help you when you're going to be running out of Frankenstein at third base again versus a guy like this? I don't understand mindset.
Okay. Go compare Matt Vierling's stats with Alex Bregman's stats last year. They're nearly identical. He had a couple more home runs. You're getting a Matt Vierling. That's what you're getting last year.
No, you're not. Oh, my God. Tim, Tim, I know the stat. Tim! Tim!
I just looked at him. I looked at him.
Great. Okay, how many home runs?
26.
Okay, how many Vierling have? 15?
16.
Okay, so not a couple more. 10 more. And that's a down year for Bregman. Okay, so let me ask you this question.
On the downside of his career, you think he's going to be better next year?
Hold on a second. Downside of his career, how old is Bregman?
31.
Okay, 31. Then why are you going after 37-year-old Paul Goldschmidt? Why are you signing 37-year-old Alex Cobb?
For a one-year pitcher, I don't see any harm in that for 15 mil.
But you mean to tell me a guy at age 30 is in the downside of his career? Age 30. 31.
He'll be 31. Mike, look at the stats. Yeah, look at Javi. I mean, Javi.
Well, first of all, I didn't want Javi here. I didn't want him here.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either.
It was a terrible sign.
No one foresaw that downfall as quick as it happened. Now it was slow.
Tim, the point I'm trying to get to is this. Tim, hold on. Here's my point. See, you did exactly what I can't stand. You're missing the effing point. Why do we as Tiger fans have to constantly have the financial qualifier in every report for this team? Forget about Bregman. Launch him into the sun. Walker Buehler was their number one target, but they wouldn't pay the freight.
Let me tell you why. Next year, when the Tigers are ready now, they're like, hey, we think we're one guy away. Now we got this stone at third base that we're paying $30 million. That we can't trade. We got Javi. We're paying some extra money. Now they're trying to sell that to Tiger fan. Well, We wish that we can go get this freezer. Whoever's freezing next year, I haven't looked at it.
Why can't you have both?
Let's see what the hell we got. Let's see what we got this year. Let's go play them. Let's go sign a couple guys. Maybe trade some of your young guys. Let's get younger, not older. I don't want
okay.
to get older. I want to
okay,
get younger.
Okay, fine. Don't get thing. Older. I don't disagree. You don't want relics. But I think your slander of Bregman's a little off, Tim. Also, I think you're out of your effing mind with your trade proposal, acting as if, no, I'd rather do this. I'll trade Riley Green. The words trade Riley Green left your mouth, I stopped listening to you. And if you want to do player A, player B, that's fine. Bregman last year in a down year, superior to Matt Vierling. Period. Now, if you want to say, well, it's not awful and good. No, you're right. Vierling had a good year. Bregman had a bad year. Bregman's still better. Bregman's a better defender. Bregman is also a World Series winner who can be a leader in the clubhouse on this daycare center roster. This is what I mean. Don't slander Bregman with me acting as if I'm pushing that. The whole point of the call is, why do we have to hear about the money when they never spend any money? Oh, and then Tim, Mr. Bean Counter over here, goes, now I want Vlad. Now you're going to spend $500 million. And by the way, we don't even know if Vlad's available because Toronto's going to do everything in their power to keep him. They just tried to get Soto. And if they don't, they're going to be forced into a rebuild. Fine. But when you said trade Riley Green, you lost. You totally lost me.
Along with your top prospect.
Which I'm fine trading Max Clark, but then right. Tim is busy slandering Max Clark. He's the number one prospect in the game. I don't know if he'll be any good. But you can't attack the pedigree. I heard times I feel like I'm on Planet Nebular. And I'm fine. You don't want Bregman. Bregman wasn't the top of my list. What part of the Detroit Tigers are interested falls back on me? It wasn't a John Heyman report that said Guido idiot interested. Don't lay that on me.
First of all, you're not a Guido idiot. Second of all, it's not like you didn't say, hey, guys, I'm not married to Bregman. I'm just using this as the example.
All right, but then here's the other part that kills me. If you want to tell me, listen, the back end of that contract is going to hurt. I don't disagree. This guy's calling up and going, well, he's a stone. He's a bomb. Okay. I can't help you.
You're right. He's Matt Vierling. Well, we're all wrong. All the numbers, everything's wrong.
The home runs are just slightly off.
And more home runs
in a down year.
Right.
That's what fun. It's just slightly off. Yeah, tomato, tomato. No.
Yeah, try 10 for a team that finished 23rd in home runs this year. Oh, man. Okay, that was fun. Let's go to, you know what? Let me take a time out. Because we're up again. But again, I told you, people who disagree, we give them more time. Right. Now I'm out of time.
It's okay.
You got something to say here, maybe? No?
We said we weren't going to yell about this. First caller in. Dude, he's an idiot.
No, the guy called up to say trade Riley Green.
That's dumb.
He wanted to, I'm the voice of reason. Listen to me and Matt Vierling. And then,
I haven't heard Scott Harris say that we want Bregman.
Right, right.
What?
Right, okay. So let's just disavow all reports. Don't use them. Then what are you calling me for? You knew the tenor of the topic when you called. This is why I don't have kids. I deal with them all day.
I was about to say, when?
Okay. And we were all the way back.